born to you a Savior. Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vaux.
Close. Friday, December 12, 2025. The text is from Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Mary is overjoyed, so much that she can't help bursting into poetry, trying to describe what God has done for her. She has good reason. For the next 9 months, Mary will live more closely connected to God than anybody before or after her. While she carries Jesus, her body will provide everything he needs: oxygen, food, warmth, all physical needs. Her choices will influence his future: what she eats, the stresses she endures. Her voice will be the first that he hears, and he will feel her emotions through the effects they have on her body. He will be wholly dependent on her. What an honor, and what trust God shows in Mary. And after Jesus is born, he will be almost as completely dependent on her and on Joseph for years to come. They will protect him. They will feed, shelter, and teach him. God set all of this up so that Jesus, in turn, would become the one we all depend on, our dear Savior who rescued us at the cost of his own life, and who lives forever as our beloved Lord and the home of our hearts. We pray. Dear Jesus, I am glad to depend on you. You have never let me down, and you never will. Amen.